Our next presentation, 2012-2013 U.S. Survey of Fusarium oxysporum form species of as infectum distribution. Amanda Chianchetta, and authors.
Thank you. So I'm also a student at UC Davis in Mike Davis's lab, working alongside Hung. And this talk today we'll present the results, review the results of 2012, and then go over the results of 2013, look into some unique genotypes, and then have time for questions. And Hung gave us a really good overview of RACE4, what it can do, and what we've seen it do so far in California. And I think I have this. So our survey was really set out to monitor for the spread of RACE4 outside of California. And to do this, we ended up sequencing everything. So now we have this picture of the distribution of different FOV throughout the cotton belt. So we had collaborators from throughout the belt submit symptomatic cotton plants to our lab. And then depending on the quality of the plant, we either directly isolated DNA from the stem tissue, like picture in the lower left, and if we couldn't see that, we surface sterilized little sections, plated them to APDA, and then isolated DNA from the mycelium. And with that DNA, we ran two different PCR reactions, one with the RACE4 specific primers mentioned in the previous talk, and the second with primers for elongation factor, and that was sent to sequence. And then all of these were and are being saved to filter paper should anybody want their isolate back. Okay, this table kind of shows the distribution of what we've received over the past 2 years. This year we received samples from, or material rather, from Arizona and Georgia. And while like the total number is lower than previous year, we did divide these up into a lot of sub-samples because one sample may have had 50 plants in it. So we really wanted to increase coverage, make sure we saw everything there. And just as a side note, the about a quarter of the samples we tested from California came back positive, if anybody was wondering about the rate. And a lot of those are seed fields. So this slide is from last year. Sorry, I think I have automatic timing on my slide and I'm not following what I did this morning. So RACE1 last in 2012, we saw in samples from Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, and South Carolina. RACE2, Texas and South Carolina. RACE3, Texas, Arkansas. And RACE8, Louisiana and Arkansas. So this is all kind of old hat. We know these are around. And then in 2012, for samples we tested, we only found our true California RACE4 in California. Mississippi is highlighted here because this is the unique genotype we heard a little bit about yesterday, that when we sequence the EF region, it's the same as California RACE4, but we do see some differences in pathogenicity. Okay, so results from this year. RACE1 was identified in samples from Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, and Georgia. 2, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. 3, Mississippi and Alabama. And RACE8 was identified in samples from Louisiana, Alabama, and Georgia. And all of these diagnostics are just comparing against the previously published reference strains in GenBank. Okay, so this year we included a few other references when we were comparing all these test sequences. And these have been identified in previous publications as LA108, 112, 140, 127. And these have very unique EF sequences from our classic races of FOV. And in this previous publication, Mike Davis and Elizabeth Holmes This is kind of a summary from that work, and particularly in this isolate, when you compare its performance against all these cultivars compared to race 4, in some cases it's worse. So we wanted to include that to see if we had any of these less traditional but previously noted isolates. And also in that paper, describes a lot of these being detected in Arkansas. So just to look at the distribution of those isolates, this one we call LA-108 in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Georgia. 110 in Georgia, very popular. 112 in Alabama, and then 140 and 127 have the same sequence, so they're lumped here together in Mississippi. And kind of the frequency of these, for 108, it was one or two samples from those purple states there. 110, there were three. And this is also accounting for some of the subsampling we did with throughout that. And then 112, there were nine in Alabama that came out that way. And then 140 and 127 is just one sample from Mississippi. Okay. So this tree is based on just elongation factor sequence. We have one race from each state, just as another way of showing the distribution from this past year's survey. And we see the same relationships that have been in previously published trees. A race 1 and 2 here, race 3, race 8, race 4, and it might be unclear, but these have a little star to designate that these are not California race 4, this one that the survey was designed around. And these here in the purple boxes are just to show how these unique genotypes or isolates, these ones we're calling the LA group here, how they fit in the scheme of our previously determined race relationship. So for 2013, our testing only found our classic race 4 in California, and then this unique genotype we previously identified in Mississippi, we now found in several more states. And someone asked at a previous talk if I compared the GPS data from this previous Mississippi, these actually two isolates from 2012 to this year, and only one of them was slightly close. Like 20 miles apart. I'm not really sure what that means for the spread of this in the field, but Google Maps said it'd be 37 minutes to drive. so we'll see. And as a review, from our testing in our lab, these isolates do not amplify with our race 4 primers, but then again, when we sequence EF, it's the same. And this picture is from 2012. The plant second from the right is our Delta Pine 744. The top right photo is the race 4 inoculated plants, and that plant is crispy and dead. And then these two isolates from 2012 do not cause disease on that cultivar. And then results from this year are currently they're in test. We have one replicate done. The second replicate is not finished, but we do see some kind of variable pathogenicity between 9 different isolates that we got of this unique genotype this year from those states. And finally, this tree puts together our three common genes that we use when we look at FOV, the elongation factor, beta tubulin, and phosphate permease-like protein. And then all together, again, these unique genotypes cluster around race 4. And then yesterday, we also heard that to really molecularly separate these, we need to use something like IGS to really see that. And with that, I'd like to thank Cotton Incorporated for funding, our groups in California for their support, all of you who sent samples over the past 2 years, and then our team in the Davis Lab. Thank you. questions?
Yeah, we have time for some questions, y'all.
Yes.
So from all your isolations, do you have something just classified as Fusarium oxysporum or a lot FOV?
Yeah, so there's several negatives, a lot of other miscellaneous things that come out, and some just FOs.
Is that based on pathogenicity? You
no,
just the, those or
that's molecular separation. So in
total, do you feel that you can identify FOV by some molecular sequence versus FO?
Yes. So we, when we include it, so first the first round of separating out these sequences, it may be like close to 300 going through manually. And the first time we didn't use this LA group as part of our references, so I said, oh, look, Mike, all these unique genotypes in the Southeast. And he's like, hey, Amanda, check this. So when we add those back in, that really clarified a lot of things. And the things that did come out as something different had really different morphologies, too. I mean, so I was confident in calling those not FOV, and those were probably like 3 to 5 among the whole sample. You guys are pretty good at picking out really diseased things this year.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Any more questions?
All right, thank you. I'll pull that out or later.
Oh, here. Take that.